back. WNST, Taos and Baltimore. And Baltimore Positive, we are positively at Fadley's, one of my favorite places in the city, if not on earth. It is one of the last times we'll be here. We keep saying that, and I'm going to bring Damian here in a minute to talk about it. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have the new Raven scratch-offs. They're good-looking black tickets. The $2 scratch-offs, we're going to have these all fall long. Today's the first day we have them, so hopefully we get some. Maybe Billy will get lucky back in the corner here for letting me in this
Billy
morning.
Billy would love to get lucky.
I know he would. Maryland Lottery and our friends at Window Nation as well, 866-90-NATION. Kevin Brown almost got me in trouble on Twitter the other night. And last but not least, Jiffy Lube is also sponsoring everything that we're doing here. We have a 25th anniversary sponsoring Curio. I had Wendy Bronfine on this week talking about Curio and talking about wellness all week in the cannabis industry and everything that's going on there and all the changes. So you'll find that. It is number 24 in our countdown is going to be our barn shows. And our barn shows, and Dame, you'll have a hard time believing this, or maybe you just do. It's what I'm doing here right now, live, with football players like Ray Lewis 27 years ago, having to pee, get through people, get Wheaties box signed, and still do radio and football. And that begat the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. So number 24 is our barn shows. Number 25 are our signs. Follow along. It's all brought to you by Curio. Dami Hahn is here. She brought me a crab cake. She didn't want me showing, like, that I've eaten half of it, but I ate half of it.
That's good advertising.
Yeah, I mean, well... I've only eaten half of it because I've eaten half of the fried oysters too. Right. How are you? How was your summer? You had problems getting around.
I did.
My back's killing me this morning, and I'm okay. The Coppin State Eagles brought, because it's our 10-year anniversary of the flag, they brought the mascot. They surprised me. And it made me, like, smile. Like, and I came in here, Billy will tell you, I was gruff this morning, my back's a little screwed up. Orioles lost last night, so, you know, I came in, and I'm like, I don't feel like being here. I don't want to work. Baltimore Positive. I don't feel positive. And then the mascot came in, and I'm like...
He was great.
I'm like, you brought the mascot.
He was bouncing all over the place, and... Yeah, great communications. Hey,
you know,
they're doing it right.
Coppin coming down here and treating us right. They're our partner. You're our partner. So you're excited to make me fried oysters today.
Absolutely.
I really want to do this oyster tour. I was going to do it this month. I got really busy, right?
Well, here's the thing. The oyster store tour, you can do all the way up till March, baby. You got a long season here. You got, we just started September 1. So our wild-caught season started. All of our shucking houses are starting to shuck again. So we've got all the way until April 1st. You've got plenty of time.
I want to do 25 oysters in 25 days, 25 different ways. That's kind of like the way I'm thinking about
it. It's easy.
And I'm trying to find 25 places that have a famous oyster something.
Uh-huh.
In the state. You know, I'm not going to Cumberland to eat an oyster. I'm telling you that right now. So no offense to you Deep Creek Lakers. I like you and all. But I'm a summertime Deep Creek guy. I'm not doing that in the winter. But over in Eastern Shore, I'm sure there's how many different ways would you make it? I mean, let's do the Forrest Gump thing right now.
All right. So oysters, there's loads of things
raw.
You can do with oysters. Raw, of course. Fried is one of my favorite ways. And then there's all kinds of oysters.
Broiling?
Scalloped oysters. Yes, you can broil them. You can grill them. A lot of places are grilling them. You can put just
That's
about
any That's
the
New Orleans topic. Way to do them. New Orleans grills them at that, what's the name? It's Drago's is the name place down there, right? And they do the butter, and they do the, like, Parmesan
cheese, yeah.
God, it's so good.
It is so good.
Oh,
and I'm
felt
trying
like
to
I never had
some,
one.
I'm trying to work with some oyster farmers to get some of those products into our shipping and into our grocery store applications, because they are so good and so easy.
You spoil me, man. I'm going back and forth from oysters to the crab cake to the oysters. I love coming down here, man.
I know you do.
Well,
especially
I was going to come
when you have
last
a bad
night.
Crab cake.
So the Orioles
you
got to
come get a taste of a good one.
My
right?
wife and I, because I asked Billy this morning when I came here. I need you to answer this because people need to know. We're here today, and when you hear this, it'll all be over with the Rays, and I hope it goes better than the first game did if you're listening next week. But Oriole games and Fadley's and Lexington Market, you're close.
Yes.
I came down for the game on Thursday night. My wife and I parked our car. We were going to go to Amici's. We didn't have enough time. I had to pick up the lottery tickets. And we, like, ditched the car downtown near the mechanic. And we were like, is Fadley's open or is it not? Now, I didn't come because I was coming today.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, my wife's like, you're going tomorrow. And I'm like, I'll bring home some fish tomorrow. I'll bring, you know. So we weren't coming to you, but I was wondering, the game was at 7. It was like 5:15. How late are you open? Because I really
we're
did
up until 5:30. So people really have to get here by like 4:30, 5 o'clock to get something
I wanted
in
to ask that because, the, you know, the these out. Playoff games, they're going to be playing them at weird times.
And the playoff games will probably adjust.
Well, I'll be honest with you. The playoff games could be at 1, they could be at 4, which wouldn't really screw with you too much.
Right,
you know?
Right.
They could also be at 8:35 at night, which, you know, I don't know that they'll do that here. I think they would rather play the games in the day and make it more of a daytime celebration here, I think.
I hope so.
I just hope they win, but, you know, Thursday, you know, this, it's getting tight for me now. It's like a real pennant race now. Like, I'm at the ballpark, and every pitch, it's a tie game, it's 3-3, it's a sixth inning. I'm a baseball guy. This has been, and you're
I know,
a baseball
and it's,
girl.
It's exciting. Oh, listen, my kids played ball, and my son's college season, he played for Navy. I watched 244 games.
Your kid played baseball at Navy?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes, he's an incredible outfielder.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah. How do I know you all? How did you not tell me this?
I don't know. I thought you knew that. Yeah, my middle son was an engineer, but he went to Navy. And
you watch a lot of baseball, man.
You're
a baseball mom.
I was a baseball mom, and I actually, my husband started a foundation to support the baseball team at Navy, and we would have tailgates at the football games to feed them, and I fed them every weekend.
They ate well.
They ate well. And, I lifted up the tailgate of my Suburban, and I fed every one of them. And I did that for 4 years.
Man, I wish I were on that team.
I know. They all called me Mama Han. I got 35 sweaty hugs after every game. It was wonderful.
All right. Well, you know, I hope this goes better. So give me a little view of downtown. People always ask me, because I'm associated with you now, for better or worse. Sometimes it's worse. Depends on what letter you read this week. Moving and Catonsville. I'm at State Fair all the time in Beaumont, and El Guapo's got the basement going on now. They're all waiting on you.
I know.
I parked right in front of you, across from El Guapo in Catonsville. What's going on over there?
Okay, well, we're waiting on our permits.
Okay.
So as soon as we get our,
Johnny
our
o,
permits.
Come
and,
on.
The Baltimore County Permit Office had a lot of turnover over COVID, so there's not as much experience there. It takes a little bit longer, and I'm fine with that. You know, we're everything's been in. We're waiting on that and waiting on our final funding.
Well, everybody else is in a hurry.
Should be good.
Your fans are in a hurry.
I know my fans are in a hurry, and luckily, you know, one of the reasons we're not in a hurry is because we really do have to get this Lexington Market settled.
Okay.
And so that move needs to take place first.
And where
I can't
are we
be
with
gone
that?
And come back.
Are you avoiding me on this?
You don't really know? Actually,
you know.
We know now.
Oh, okay.
Actually,
right.
They got started. So
I'm going to eat a Fadley's tomato while I hear you.
Yeah, they actually have poured our floor, have all of our plumbing in, and have poured the floor. So everything under the floor has been done. And I'm hoping that they will have us a stall by December. And I can open in January over there. I'll stay here and leave this thing open because I don't want any downtime.
Well, especially during Christmas. I mean, you guys ship more than anybody.
Yes. So we still have to stay here and run the shipping.
This is your operation.
Yes. Yes. And all those Christmas gifts have to go out. All those holiday gifts have to go out. And so we'll be here through that. And hopefully we will be able to open in January in the new market.
So I'm going to be here one more time for sure. Christmas time, I'm coming back.
Yes.
So I don't want to start saying that's the last time I'm going to be here.
I know, but it might be.
You'll know by
Halloween. I'm going to have to do some kind of celebration.
By Halloween, you'll know whether this is going to happen
On time, yes. Equipment's been ordered. I have hoods over here, some equipment down there.
Are you doing anything differently over over there than you've done here? Because your Catonsville location, you're going to have like a whole like function room. And I, yes. You know, I thought about this this morning driving here with you, because I almost, last night we parked downtown and we did the whole baseball experience. We actually, I want to give a free shout out to Ramen Otsuki, which is my favorite ramen place. I lived next door to there for years when it opened. We needed a hookup at 5:30 last night. We're like, we want to eat. We want something quick. Don't want a hot dog. Don't want to give Angelo's money. You know, like parameters.
Well, if you had driven by here, you can order. You can call me up and I'll have a bag for you and you can pull right to that door.
I understand that. But I was coming here for breakfast. I'm already having. This is last night's crab cake today.
I get it.
So, you know.
Too much of a good thing might hurt you.
Well, I was thinking about this because this morning I was driving, coming in, and literally thinking about you. Knowing you're coming to the show, I'm thinking, I've never had a Fadley's crab cake, no offense to this fantastic environment here, but in a formal setting. Uh-huh. And I thought to myself, the Catonsville thing's going to be a little weird, because there's going to be like a waitress, and I'm going to be at a table, and you're going to bring this crab cake.
Well,
the
waitress is only going to be there in the evening. Our plan is to have this during the day where you can come and you can actually have a seat, but go through a line. And then in the evening, there'll be a waitress.
You're going to be a real restaurant there, like a form, like not a...
Well, we're going to have a marketplace. We're going to have this quick serve
carry out. It's not that this isn't a real restaurant.
We'll have seats.
What would you call this?
This is a market. We're a market.
Okay. All right. I'm trying kitchenette, dining. I don't know what to call this.
We're a market. We are a market that sells quick serve.
Quick serve and stall standing. Stall eating. Right.
Yeah.
I love that part of this. That's why I'm saying I've only had your crab cake my whole life. I've only had your crab cake in this sort of environment or my house. I've never like gone and had like a napkin and a fork and a knife not plastic and like ordered it. That's a different kind of Fadley's crab cake for me.
It's going to be different.
Yeah, it's different.
And it's what's so crazy is that this model of the stand-up was, you know, my dad's design. So, you know, coming from the Pentagon, he wanted to make sure that that people could get in and out quickly for lunch. The whole point is that you can have a great lunch quick.
Military kind of service.
Yeah.
There's a line right there, like going through the line.
Yep. Get your order ready and be ready when you get it.
Spoken like a military daughter.
It is. You know, that's the way
we were
raised.
Makes the trains run on time is what happens around here.
Let's get it done. So that, yes, Catonsville will be completely different. The new Lexington market will be just like this, except we're gonna have a better, you know, this is grown, excuse me, out of necessity. You know, first the hot food was over here, and then it was moved over here, and we didn't have hot food in the beginning. It was only cold, the raw bar. We didn't have a raw bar in the beginning. It was only raw fish because it was truly a market, and there was no hot food in Lexington Market. So as this grew, we just, you know, jerry-rigged.
It is what it is today. Right.
It was strategically designed.
Right. Is what we say. Danny Hahn's here. We are at Fadley's. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, as well as our friends at Jiffy Lube. We have new sponsors. Leonard Raskin is just walked in. I have his crab mallet. You've been here before? Never been here? You've been here? He's said, come on, I'm from Baltimore. Come on, stop. You're making me look bad now. You know. So Leonard's here. He and I are never going to an Oriole game again together. We spent two innings together. So when all the runs were scored by the bad guys on Thursday night. So I looked at him about the third inning. I said, you're bad luck. I'm leaving. We tied the game. Didn't work out so well. Hold on. I gotta pot you up. You had your mic down. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Tonight will be different.
Tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, next week.
Yes.
By the time people are listening to this next week, I just don't want that shrinkage that you know what I'm talking about, where everything just gets a little more tight, you know, over the next 2 weeks, because I got football to worry about as well. Anything I should tell people about Fadley's ordering crab cakes?
We're open right here in our old location until the end of December. Hopefully we'll be in our new location in January, and we're hoping to be open this time next year in Catonsville. So it's all coming together.
The Orioles brought you more business. I mean, there have been more people downtown.
You know, and Bill will tell you, as long as the Orioles are doing well, we have a great summer. And we've had a great summer because the Orioles are doing great.
You know what?
And people love to come and get a crab cake and go to the stadium. So we love that.
You know what? Drop the mic on that because that's the ball. That's people give me shit about Free the Birds and everything I did 17 years ago. I lived downtown. I saw the city empty out.
Uh-huh.
Free the Birds was my precursor to Baltimore Positive to say it's unacceptable that when businesses are struggling because the baseball team doesn't care,
right?
And is not invested in the community. And I think that was my, it probably goes back to the Colts leaving, right? You know what I mean? Like, and why we built Camden Yards and what it was supposed to do for your business. And no offense, Phillips and everybody else, the Harbor, it was supposed to lift Morton's and Roos Chris and everybody, that when it's done right and when they're winning,
we all
it's
do
a lot
well.
Of fun and yes. we all do well.
We all so do well. And people come into town, they want to see them, they want to be part, come and be part of a city that that has successful teams. So
and those, it has some vibrancy, there's some energy in the city on Thursday night, and I love that. Energy all weekend for Adam Jones. I have a Dear Adam Jones note up that you can read at Baltimore Positive. Come on down to Fadley's, enjoy it. Maybe for the final time in the old joint here since 1782 and since 1886.
See it before it's 1886, changed.
Your place?
1886, yeah.
Trying to remember all the dates. I'm getting older with numbers and stuff
that.
The number that matters is $500 million, the Maryland Lottery right now. I have the scratch-offs here. We're hoping to get some winners out of the $2 scratch-offs. We're going to be at Coco's next Thursday hanging out. We're going to be at State Fair in 4 weeks. We're going to be at Drug City for my birthday on October the 13th in Dundalk at the Fountain. I think I'm going to have the Dundalk High principal come out, try to educate me.
Can I plug real quick?
Plug anything you want.
Next week is the Oyster Recovery Partnerships
The Big Banana.
They're big shindig in town. And
tell people why oysters are important.
Oysters are important because they clean the bay. Without the oysters, our bay water will never be healthy or clean. So the oysters, it's important to eat them, to recycle the shells, and to keep the changeover and build our oyster beds. Because without them, we'll never have crab or fish. So it's
I was down at Hooper's Island. Having a fine crab cake, a place called Old Salties. It's at the end of the end of the earth. I can plug away because you ain't going. It's too far, but go. It's pretty good. It's a little schoolhouse at the end of the earth at Hooper's Island. And I'm sitting in there, and we're eating it. It was really a great crab cake. Completely different to your crab cake. Wet and moist, just different. Like a platter.
Well, you're down there where the crab comes out.
God, I'm sitting there and it's got the orange roe in it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting there eating this crab cake and I'm like, this is so good. And I look out. I'm like, what is that? And it was this big pile. And I looked out and I'm like, it looked like salt. Like when you go into the tunnel,
the salt
would be. It looks just like it was that big.
Uh-huh.
They were oyster shells.
They were
oyster shells at Hooper's Island. So
Yes. And we got to dry them out to get them. So that there's no bacteria left on them before they can be re-spatted. You can put them in that way. It's just they don't spat well. So we know that if you dry them out and everything's dead and they sit in the sun for
I'll learn what spatting is.
Then the spatting is the baby oyster.
Okay.
The oyster will only grow on another oyster shell or an etched substrate in order to grip it. So that little spat, the fertilized egg needs to be able to get into one of those little holes on the outside of the shell
to grow,
because otherwise it's just fish food, you know. So it's got to grow there on another oyster shell. That's why you actually have to chip them apart. So if we didn't know
it, I just thought you make good crab cakes. You're like a scientist. I like this.
Oh,
you know stuff.
It's important to know your industry.
Hold your hands up. Show them the hands that picked the crab that's seen five million videos. The video we had. It's Damie's hands. All right.
Crab method.
Did I leave everything else? Your family was featured as well.
Oh, yes. Yes, we are on.
Zimmern came to your house, right?
Zimmern came to our house.
I'm pissed at him. He came to Maryland and called me.
He filmed an episode of his show, Family Dinner. And it's a wonderful episode. It's season 3, episode 13, and it's on the Divine Family at my parents' house with four generations of us cooking crabs and oysters and crab cakes and all sitting down for a family meal. So watch it if you want some good TV. It's fun.
I mean, gosh, your mother and father were funny in it.
My mother and father were a hoot.
They're always a hoot.
Yeah, they are.
All right. Leonard Raskin is here. We've had Dr. Anthony Jenkins and head coach Larry Stewart from our partners at Coppin State. Had the mascot here. I've had fried oysters. I've had a crab cake. I'm taking my wife home. Some fresh fish we're going to put on the grill tonight. You sent that rockfish home last time I was here.
I know. It's amazing.
Oh, my God. We did butter, garlic, lemon, capers.
That's all you need.
Bam. Salt and pepper. Uh-huh. Bam. That's all I need.
And it's heaven. It's heaven.
All right. We're down here, Faye. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Crab Cake Tour and our friends at the Maryland Lottery, Window Nation, and Jiffy Lube. Back with the man who gave me a crab mallet with a beer bottle opener on the other side. Leonard Raskin is up next. We're at Fadley's. It's football season and still baseball season and Maryland crab cake season. It's our 25th anniversary. Stay with us.